Are you ready? Is you
yep.
ready?
All
right.
What up, what up, what up? Guess who's back in the motherfucking house with a bald head from the motherfucking south?
Hey.
What up?
What's happening, man?
Oh, man. We back in this thing, baby. Everybody, what's up for Leslie? He late.
That nigga ain't never late.
Ain't never late.
According to him only.
And Lil Cersei, she here, but her internet trash, so.
God damn, Lil Cersei.
Hey, I wish her Wi-Fi picked up as much as she picked up them cups, but, you know, whatever.
I'm in here with the goddamn scoot.
I see we already starting.
Let me get my scooter in the camera for you niggas.
Okay,
but you know, hey, we've been gone for a minute, man.
Valerian the Broken.
We had a lot going on, you know. CJ, welcome back, brother. We glad to have you back.
Glad to be back, man.
You know, you had a lot, man. But everybody was with you, bro. And we glad to have you back in the fold, man.
Appreciate y'all, man. Always for real. I always appreciate y'all, and I've been listening and watching, and y'all niggas stay cutting up regardless. So it's been
that shit gonna happen regardless. We had to carry on in your honor, my nigga.
Something about tonight gives me an inclination that it's gonna be some mo fuckery though.
It's gonna be extra.
Like I can feel it in the air. You know what I mean? Like, I can feel it, dog.
Yeah. Niggas was up at 11 a.m. with this shit.
Yeah, you can guarantee they're gonna be extra ashy today. Extra ashy. But we here. We on season 3, episode 3. The Ashley Bertone feeling the comments said we in here scoot.
Let's scoot. Valerian the Broken in this bitch.
Episode 3. Walk of Punishment. CJ Ray 4911. She said, CJ, welcome back. We missed you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back, Ray.
Why the fuck when y'all be gone, niggas be like, we miss you. But when I be gone and come back, they be like, damn, you back?
Damn. No, nobody not doing you like that. Bro.
Somebody said, welcome back to you with the heart fade. You see that heart fade right there?
God.
It's three hearts on that fade. Man. Said, welcome back to you.
And she hit you with 3 exclamation points too, so.
That's right. So it had to be real. So you know it's real.
Yeah. I'm a tell her husband on her. I don't like
damn.
That. I don't like that shit.
Damn.
The
hating
like
hall
that.
Of fame.
Snitches where snitches. Keep going.
Let me make sure I share this to my timeline.
Oh, let you go, little Cersei. She's finally here.
Hi. Sorry for the delay. TK internet happening over here.
No, your internet barely holding on like Viserys. Don't put that on me. My shit is good.
Mm-mm.
So, like I said, we're episode 3 of season 3. And, Let's get this thing started. So we start in River Run,
and at the fuel
for Hosta. First of all, this nigga name is Hosta.
Hosta, 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 Tully, nigga.
Hosta, bro. But we at the Fuel for Hostile Tully, and you know they like to send their folk onto the other side in you know, bathed in fire. And in order to do that, you know, they push the little boat on out in the water and they shoot the arrow. And we had Edmure shooting the arrow. And Celestia, what did you say by Edmure?
If you had one job was a person, like how you just dog, you just shot up. Like I got a bow and arrow, I probably would have done better than that. Like
them folks was getting nervous. They thought they was like, shit, this nigga finna send daddy up the river, just untouched, unburned. This nigga finna get ate by. And man, that nigga looked like my Lakers last night trying to shoot that goddamn arrow at
me. Oh, here.
That boy was shooting like Brun and D-Lo last night.
God damn, he had to bring up both.
Yeah, that's bad.
Oh, this damn hat.
Hey, but my boy damn near emptied the clip. And then his uncle Catfish is like, nigga, move.
Damn. Catfish.
Not Catfish.
What's his name?
Blackfish.
Okay, hold on. His name Blackfish, right?
Yes.
What is the type of fish that niggas love?
Man, shut Catfish. Your ass up, TK.
Shut I'm your ass saying,
whatever.
Catfish, Blackfish, the same goddamn thing. It's fish.
Well,
hot sauce and light bread. Let's get it.
All right.
So
hey, Blackfish took that fucking arrow and hit the target and threw the fucking bow back at Edmure for that bitch hit the boat like Steph.
Wait, he did the number. He was like, and then he turned around and gave him his bow back.
Threw that bitch at him. I'm talking about the arrow wasn't even over there yet. My nigga was walking back up the stairs and the arrow wasn't even there yet. I'm like, damn.
Hey, he was mad.
Catfish fried hard.
Catfish was fried hard with that shot though.
Yeah,
he definitely was.
Yeah, poor little Edmure, poor little Tank Tank. Yeah, he the family Tank Tank.
Edmure is definitely a Tank Tank because he went from fucking up out there, and then they took his ass upstairs and yelled at his ass about how he was fucking up before they even got there.
This right, nigga. Right. Take a.
No, oh, I didn't know I was on camera. My fault.
Oh my god.
Nigga shit. Hey. Nigga late up here picking his head, dog.
Nigga had to pick his hair a little bit.
I said we was gonna set a record for niggardry tonight, boy. We off and running.
My people here, my people back. Everybody back. That's good.
I like where this is going.
So take us through that, man. That you know, we had Edmure getting dressed down by.
Yeah, man. Rock. So shit, fucking Edmure, Bill, like I said, the nigga was fucking up. They got there, he was fucking up. He fucked up the whole shit with setting the pyre blaze. He couldn't hit the damn target to save his fucking life. And then they get up there and they're talking about, you know, just strategy. We all know Rob is a master strategist as we talk about this war. But it's been a while. We haven't seen him in any battles, anything like that. So he's getting at Edmure's neck because Edmure been out here banging niggas. And Rob was like, shit, I ain't banging niggas, so why is you banging niggas? And Edmure on some, shit, you been out there banging niggas, so I was trying to bang some niggas too and get a little bit of that glory that you been getting. Blackfish sitting in the back sipping a drink, laughing at his dumb ass like, man, this nigga dumb as fuck. He don't even know. And so Rob just started chewing his ass out. Basically, the nigga done chased the mountain off, and Rob wanted to draw the mountain out into more of the Northmen territory. So basically, they could kill him. And Edmure, he completely fucked that entire strategy just on some I want some glory too shit.
Hey, my boy Rob said he was going to chase us because the mountain doesn't have a good thought in his fucking
he's
head.
He's a mad dog.
And neither do you, thought. Edmure.
Man.
Yeah, Edmure's not a mad dog. He's just a stupid dog.
Stupid dog. Facts.
You tell me, Edmure was like, well, I didn't know. Rob was like, if you'd have sat your ass down long enough, you'd learn what the plan was.
Hey, Celestia, that's like your mama in church. What face he hit at Edmure ass?
That's
your
it. Just
down.
Yeah.
Get your damn ass down.
Man, I'm talking about this fucking up.
And when they curl the lips up. That's
man.
What
Blackfish tripped me out in the background, though, because he really was on some catfish shit, just back to smirking. That nigga had that drink back there like Niggas in the back chuckling, cuz.
Yo, like, but y'all niggas notice how Rob was like, when he was like, you know who is it? Tywin Lannister. And he was looking off into the fucking sunset or some shit. Y'all notice that fucking scene at the end before they turned to Tywin Lannister, before they turned over to Tywin, right?
Yeah.
And then, yeah. At the hand of the king. He was just looking like aimlessly out in the fucking night. It was, y'all niggas need to go back and look at it.
Y'all niggas need to look at that shit. Nigga, reevaluate your life, man. Keep God in your life, fuck nigga.
Right. I love you, boy. Keep God in your life, fuck
nigga. Unmute CJ if you saying something. Unmute CJ if you're saying something.
My bad. I said I was definitely going to go back and look at it. So, shit.
It ain't really nothing to really look at. It was just fucking some shit that I just wrote down in my notes. I think I had like a better like explanation behind that, but clearly I don't know what the fuck I was talking about.
I guess I was trying to be like a power-pensive move.
Yeah, I know what you was talking about, though. When
yeah, it was just, like, dramatic. It was just, like, unnecessarily dramatic, I think. And I was just thinking to myself, like, why the fuck is this nigga looking off into the sunset talking about something? You know who is it? Tywin Lannister.
Dum, dum, dum.
It's my fucking scene.
Cut.
So speaking of Tywin, that takes us right into the next scene in King's Landing. Well, we got, you know, Tywin waiting at the head of the small council table.
Man, hey, he made them niggas walk up there to him, cuz.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's power.
Right.
That's power. Fuck the small council chamber. You niggas come up here to the Tower of the Hand. I ain't walking down there. Fuck y'all.
Now,
and Tyrion was like, Tyrion was like, intimate, lovely table.
leave it to that nigga to break the ice.
Right. Watching that little nigga drag that big ass chair.
Man, that was funny.
It was the noise. It was the sound of that bitch.
It
dragging.
Was the sound of it. Yeah.
And he said, but that whole scene, I like how that was set up, you know, of course, with Tywin sitting there and before anything is said, everybody looking at each other. And of course, Littlefinger, he take off running because, you know, it's all symbolic. Littlefinger trying to be the closest to power. Varys kind of willing to get in where he fit in. Pycelle, old ass, just happy to fucking be there. And here comes Cersei, and she looking at them niggas like, y'all ain't fucking thought. So my girl get a chair and walk around to the other side like, I know you niggas ain't fucking thought. And you got pit-ass Tyrion who don't want to be by none of these niggas. Yep. So he slide his shit to the whole opposite end. I always love that dynamic though, and that visual like that. Of course, that was intentional, but I love that scene. That was one of my favorite scenes in that episode.
And this is the importance of like good ass writing, right? That we know that was each character to a fucking T. Each character showed exactly who they were as a person. With Littlefinger trying to literally like run over everybody to get proximity.
Little nigga. Power.
That nigga was like, excuse me. let me get my books and shit.
Martin was like, fuck this little nigga.
And you know that, but in that scene when fucking Tywin is for one making this nigga Lord of, not only he's Lord of Harrenhal, but he's fucking basically going to be Master of the Veil, Lord Master of the Veil. And,
Please tell me you're about to quote Varys in this bitch. Please tell me you're about to quote.
Hell no. Tyrion was like, what the fuck Tyrion say? Tyrion said, damn, oh, like far be it for me to hinder true love. he was like, I'll go court Lady Ben, you know. And so like, but you see that Tyrion knew from the get-go. That once he was named Master of the Coin, that for one, he doesn't know how to manage money, but for two, he knows that Littlefinger's been cooking the books for a long ass time. And facts. So like he knew that the coin or whatever position who was gonna be taking that shit over was gonna be fucked.
Yeah. And ironically that ended up being him, which was funny as shit. But look, I love in that moment where Varys is like I said, right after they sit down, I think Varys is still like slick petty about Littlefinger getting that first seat by Tywin. And my nigga, he looking right at fucking Littlefinger with this smirk on his face. And I wrote up, was the Roose Bolton holds Harrenhal, which seemed to make him Lord of Harrenhal, at least in practice, if not in name. Nigga, I lost it. Nigga, I fucking lost it, because that is the master of fucking shade. He shaded the shit out of Littlefinger. He be killing me with that shit, dog.
Message.
That damn verse.
Oh, God.
Not verse.
Verse.
Not verse. Not verse. God damn. Y'all some country niggas, boy.
You have to rename everybody. Everybody.
I'll call that nigga verse. No.
Listen. Whatever.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay. Y'all can't get away with shit around here.
Nope.
All right. So we leave. Global Creative One in the comments said, "Country Game of Thrones." You goddamn right. So we leave verse. We leave verse in them, and we find ourselves. We find ourselves on the road, right? You know, yeah. we got the men from House Bolton roosting them, and they got Jamie, they got Brienne, and they just riding down the strip, just singing and shit.
Oh man,
was anything
the song they were singing was just so.
The Bear and the Maiden Fair.
Maiden Fair, yeah.
Yeah, it's foreshadowing.
Yeah, that's the only other fucking song they know besides Rage of Cashmere.
Man, the Bear and the fucking Maiden Fair. That's all they sing in that bitch. Oh, right. My God. Y'all niggas done killed me for the night. I ain't gonna lie.
You already cried.
I am not. I'm not good.
So one thing that I took from that scene, you know, they got Jamie and Brienne tied together. And he talking this shit, and she was like, basically, she was like, "Nigga, you just mad because I beat your ass."
A fact.
Yeah.
He's trying to make an excuse.
Like,
hey, nigga changed
like,
course.
I've been tied up for almost a year. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
nigga, he
nigga
was.
Changed courses on her ass, though. Like, how you go from that? I mean, I really would have whooped your ass. But, hey, on the real, though, be cool because the nigga's going to rape you tonight. Like, how you that mad about getting your ass whooped?
Yeah.
No. Man, you know what? Fuck it. They gonna rape you anyways. You better get to them.
He was shading in verse right there.
Man.
But you know what? He was being himself, but for him to even bring it up, like, that shows you he cares a little bit about her. Cause he said, just lay there and take it, basically. Let them.
Yeah, I think that was definitely like the beginnings of showing like Jamie. That was like the beginning of his arc, like him going from being asshole Jamie to showing he actually cared about somebody beyond himself and his incestuous ass sister. So that was, I agree 100%.
Yes, and right at the end of that conversation, you need to catch the change in his face.
Yeah.
Like, you know, at first it was, you know, straight barbs, and then it was like, damn, I'm sort of worried about her because she gonna act a fool.
And I think that's partly in... due to the fact that he had just got his ass whooped, like he kind of had to respect her. Like he spent the entire time with her, laughing at her, making jokes about her, all this shit. So, motherfucker, whoop your ass.
Right.
And then got humbled, like real quick. You know what I'm saying? And then, like you said, he really showed that he could care for somebody other than himself in that moment.
And then my boy Renly called another fucking straight. And nigga said, close your eyes and pretend like it's Renly.
Pretend it's Renly. Like, damn, really did. Still catching strays.
Still catching strays.
Man.
My nigga, man.
Not Renly.
I think he just wanted to make sure she remained intact so he can get his fade back. Like it's bothering that nigga that she cooked him, dog.
She was like, I'm a bloody woman. Like, I'm a bloody woman.
It had got to the point where it was easy too. She was just walking him down with his sword. Yeah. Bing, bing, bing.
But he did. He did bring up. Well, it's been a year. I've been in chains. Like that's like you not performing, and you've been like, well, it's been
right. They're like, man, you know, I ain't had no ass.
How did I know?
My fault, baby.
Listen. How do we know Liz Cersei would be the one to say that?
There you go.
All right.
What's she on?
That's why I'm here.
oh, you here because it's the pod episode. We already discussed that.
Hey, pod.
We ain't talking about the podcast, goddamn it. Episode.
We're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to him.
Him, that nigga.
Old Twitter finger pod.
That's tripod to you.
I know that's
right. I got four wheels. I'm quad pod. Y'all see me turning these corners on two wheels on this fucking scooter. I don't play.
I forgot you on that fucking scooter, nigga.
You don't see my shit back here, nigga. That's my
over
ride.
Here fucking looking like upgraded fucking brand.
Hey, brand the light skin broken, nigga.
Brand the light skin.
I know shit.
Oh,
man. Y'all are hell. Y'all are hell.
Just as fucking useless in the fight. Hey, get up and do something,
guys. Hey, listen. I keep right, your stick up. I keep it on me, fuck nigga.
Right before you go down, Leslie, he gonna get on that scooter and look at you. You a good man, Leslie.
Man,
oh my god.
Y'all
wildin',
man. Fuck y'all.
So,
somebody
said Lakers and seven.
Lakers and fucking seven.
Lakers
and
seven, baby. That's it.
Lakers and seven. Hey, man, like, get your boy D'Lo, CJ. Goddamn,
oh,
yeah.
Hey,
man, I'm
doing one thing.
Let's talk about this shit.
We're
not doing this tonight.
Here y'all go.
Let's talk about this shit. This nigga been fucking defending D'Lo on fucking Twitter for goddamn... Since I fucking know the nigga.
me and Leslie gonna get into the sports podcast later. I'm gonna break it all down for you, dog. I promise. Because the Kang,
nigga, with
hey, listen, the Kang ain't Kangin right now, man. The Kang ain't Kangin right now.
Yeah,
hey, I be saying that. Hey, I be putting this motherfucker in reverse tear. Every time I back that bitch up, put it in reverse tear. Every fucking time.
Oh, wow.
So we leave the road and we find ourselves at the tavern.
No, yeah, Popeye.
With Arya and what's his name again?
Popeye.
Hot pie. Hot pie.
Popeyes.
Popeyes.
Fucking Popeyes.
Hey, if that nigga can be Burns, he can be Popeye.
Hey, okay.
Popeye nigga, the baker man. Okay,
that nigga Popeye made sure to stay where the food was there too, nigga.
Hey, you're
not slick, nigga.
I'm mad at him.
Not slick, nigga.
Hey, nigga, look, nigga. I wouldn't have a motherfucking snack right now. Though. I'm hungry. Hey. Motherfucker, just think about it. Ain't nobody got no to go plates around this motherfucker.
That nigga said he know where his bread and butter is at. Actual fucking bread and butter, goddamn
it. Arya made sure to tell the hound though she ain't forgot about that fuck shit. Nigga, I ain't forgot about you, nigga. Keep guarding you like
right,
fuck,
butcher
nigga.
Boy.
She about to get a hit in the neck, boy. She really pulled him off to the side like, hey, let me holler at you, my boy.
I think that might have been the same village though where he killed the butcher's boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
That's why she asked him if he remembered.
Hey, nigga, you remember what happened last time you was here, fuck nigga?
Spinning the block.
You feel me?
Spinning the motherfucking block. You know how
keep it on keep it on me like John Morant, fuck nigga.
Hot pie, they're making wolf shaped bread and foolishness. What am I supposed to be?
Arya said, "What is this?"
Like, nigga. Hey, it's a wolf. Yes, yes, it is a wolf. Yes, and, yes. And
Gendry was like, "All right, my boy."
No, okay, I see you, my brother.
She was like, "It tastes good though, Popeye." Thank man. You.
Yeah.
Well, what got me though?
Tell.
You know, Ari was like, "All right, you know, we about to hit the road. Y'all ready to go? We about to leave." And Popeye was like, "We."
I'm not made hey, for the road.
My boy was like, he goes some bread for your trip, my nigga.
Popeye said, "I'm not hungry here."
Yeah. That's right. He's supposed to be cooking for everybody else. This nigga cooking for his damn self.
Yeah.
Yeah. What it says, you ain't mad at him.
I would have made the same choice. I like food.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm fucking where it's warm, and I have food.
Yeah. Fucking White Walkers. Got a bed. White Walkers, the fucking the brown yeah. and stew. Goddamn it, shit.
That's the important part. He's gonna have a bed. He's gonna be indoors.
My nigga said, "Yeah." My nigga said, "I ain't gotta fight no more. I ain't gotta run. All I gotta do is work biscuits." When we get biscuits. Hey,
but also, though, too,
all you gotta do is work what?
Biscuits.
We would be fucking remiss, biscuits. Though, if we didn't mention the fact that really the reason Hot Pot got to stay there was because the bitch made him to work off all the fucking food his fat ass had ate in the short amount of time. That nigga literally said that. In the short amount of time that they was there, the nigga had to stay there to pay off his debt in food,
that,
nigga.
That nigga said that, yo.
How much can you fucking eat in that amount of time? Even the fucking Archer that when they first got caught, he was like, "Man, half the country starving. Look at this fat nigga.
Look at this motherfucker walking."
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. They be killing me, man. Just like the comment they make about bigger people in this universe is all like you could tell it's not like commonplace to be larger. Like, and you are heavily fucking ridiculed for that shit around this time. It's like crazy.
There's only like really royalty who is probably the fucking large motherfuckers.
Right.
Yeah.
Greedy ass niggas. What up, though?
That nigga. Right. He had Celeste on the Summer Jam screen. She like, "What the fuck? What I do? Like,
can you say Barons one more time?
Yeah, say
you say Barons one more time.
Say what's his name?
Bless you.
Just say Barons.
Just say.
What's his name? How y'all say it?
That nigga Burns.
Look, they be fucking with you how I say shit too, though. So.
That nigga Burns sound like he got baby mamas.
I think I went to school with that nigga though.
I'm pretty sure I played ball with a nigga named
Virus. I had pre-algebra with that motherfucker dog. Virus. Yeah. Here. Present.
That nigga present.
I know.
All right, so
fucking Jackie and the girls in the same fucking class.
Hey. That's right.
TK,
I had wood shop with that nigga, dog.
yo, like, do y'all ever go back and just look at that Jack in the Gar shit when that nigga say that shit? I go back like once a week.
I haven't saved that clip.
Look, that nigga name hard to say. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. That shit hard to spell. Hard to say. That nigga name Joaquin. As far as I'm concerned, goddamn it.
You can say ubiquity, but you can't say Jack and Hagar.
I'm just saying.
I was like, nigga, did you say
Leslie caught it first, and then I
you were right. No. You were literally right. You made that face. That was the reason why I fucking made the face. I was like, okay, I knew I wanted to own somebody.
Hey, look. Hey, look, your mama called him Joaquin, I'm calling that nigga.
Y'all other niggas ain't say shit. Y'all motherfuckers ain't nobody say nothing in the comments. I was like, okay, something ain't right.
Sounded like a 90s R&B group.
See, I got your back, Celeste. Man. I got your back over here. Man. Virus, Virus, and Jackie and her girl. Your niggas. I know. I tried out for track with them niggas, dog. I know. I know that nigga plays safety for Hattiesburg High.
He definitely went to fucking Hattiesburg High, nigga.
So we got Ashley Bertone filling the comments. His name was Verse Leroy Williams.
The third.
Nah, he a junior. They call him J. Ara. J. Ara.
That aura.
Oh, Lord. Y'all be crazy, man.
My dad still say that shit. When he was trying to teach my fucking daughter how to spell, fucking Harper was going around saying H-A-R-A, P-E-R-A. Like, if you don't shut this shit up. Poor Harper. Say that shit.
Ara.
H-A-R-A.
All right. Let's get back to the goddamn.
And we're gathering the energy back.
Get him, old Jenna Tyrell.
My bad, y'all. Y'all know I'd be on a tangent like a
all right. So we find ourselves now at the we had the fist with Mance Rayder and them and the Wildlings, and you know they got Jon Snow and I think this is the part where he told him climb the wall, Tormund.
Yeah. Yeah, they come up on the pattern of dead horses, and of course the horses are from when the walkers had the battle with Lord Commander and his men, all the crows that were out there. So like that was, we see the pattern, but they don't see any bodies, so they obviously assume that all the bodies have already been turned into the dead, or at least some of them. And that's the moment when he say, "Hey, send them niggas up the wall, cuz that nigga lying, kick his ass off."
Yeah, I mean. There wasn't enough pushback for y'all go climb the wall for me. I would have been like, hell fuck no.
Climb the what?
Nigga, the what?
Y'all niggas say shot us down there. What?
Tormund got that.
You heard what man
Tormund got that craziness about him. He's always ready to, oh yes, let's go to war. Let's kill some people. Let's kill some motherfuckers. That's Tormund. He always going to be.
Ain't no niggas in this universe.
I don't know what.
Because I would have came up on that wall, and I would have been like, oh, nah. I'm going to meet y'all niggas on the other side. Y'all niggas come over the door. Shit.
Let me know what y'all make it, though.
Let me know what y'all
Yeah, like, you know, they look at, hey, we about to climb the wall. TK, you go first. I ain't going
to be able to go.
Like, nigga, oh, man, no. My back, man. Man, my fucking back, nigga.
The doctor said I need a pachyotomy.
You mean climb that wall? Like, big wall? Yeah, no, I can't climb that wall.
Nah, doing that. Yeah. Hey, TK, you missed the part where fucking we saw fucking Tom and little ass and another fucking character.
I was going to bring that up when he was talking to Rob White.
He was a cousin.
I was like, is that Tommy?
Yeah.
Yeah, they budget wasn't quite, you know.
Like Luther's curl?
Like Luther's curl, dog. It wasn't quite where they needed it to be.
Damn, Luther always catch strays on this show. That is crazy.
Yeah, I know. Nigga, by you. You the fucking first one to bring it up.
My nigga said.
Oh, this nigga. It's like me saying Whitney kept straight because I always bring up her fucking drug habit, which was fucking
rampant. Hell to the law.
Like that scene in Mrs. Doubtfire when Mrs. Doubtfire hit the nigga with the peach in the back of the head and then point and be like, oh, there go the motherfucker that did it. Like, nigga, you the motherfucker that did it.
My bad, Luther. My bad,
Luther. Nigga, that goddamn wall higher than Whitney.
Oh.
Oh,
Leslie!
I thought we were like doing our thing.
Oh my god, bro!
A little like, you know, Like, nigga, Carlton break up Luther.
So y'all saying Luther can get straight, but Whitney can't.
Y'all niggas don't have the same reaction when that y'all break
up Luther. All right.
Leave Whitney alone.
Leave Whitney alone.
Oh, God.
Leave alone. I'll leave him.
All right, let's gather our energy back. Let's gather our energy back.
Hey, listen, bro. I will always love you, dog, but you keep on witness shit. You gonna need a bodyguard, my nigga.
Okay. You know, I appreciate that, man.
Y'all leave my girl alone.
These niggas ain't shit.
She should have left that girl alone.
She's drowning enough.
Oh, sure. No. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Woo!
No.
Oh my God!
No,
like I bet you she up there just. I bet you she up there dancing right now, and they probably telling her, "God damn, this bitch dances a lot."
That's
she has a lot of energy.
Is she dancing with somebody?
Can
she
you?
Can you?
At least she's dancing with somebody who loves her.
I cannot. I can't. Good job.
Bobby,
you tell him, Eddie, mama, it's not
Bobby,
right.
Where's
but
Bobby?
Okay.
Where's Bobby?
Hey, she should play Cersei on the next remake. Saying Bobby,
Bobby,
say Bobby,
Bobby, Bobby. Where's Bobby?
As long as she can have a bodyguard.
I watched Sparkle this weekend. The one with Whitney.
It's not right, but it's okay.
That shit was good, man. That's a slept on one.
What's that?
Whitney did a good job in Sparkle, dog. I just wanted to say that.
Oh, yeah, Whitney.
Mm-hmm. That was a good movie. It was better than I remembered it being.
I've never seen it.
I never saw it either.
That shit came out in like 2012.
Don't take my black card.
I can't believe it's been that long, though.
Damn, sound like to you, CJ, that was the greatest love of all to you.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
here we go.
All right, so the Lord commanding them.
Yeah.
Not Lord commanding them.
Lord commanding them.
I have nothing.
They run it from the White Walkers. They end up going back to
Craster's Creek.
Yes. Let's pick it up there.
So they walk up to Craster's Creek, and Craster's like, "What the fuck y'all want?" And that's basically what it did.
Craster changed his tune, though. He changed his tune. He saw they had a different kind of attitude when they came up.
Yeah.
And he peeped them. He just stood there and looked at them.
And he
was like, oh, yeah, y'all saw some shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we got Jamila Cooper in the comments. She said, hey, everybody, what's going on up in here? You missed quite a bit, Jamila.
Hey, JC. Hey girl, how was
Jamila
your
Christmas
party?
Tree Cooper? Jamila Christmas Cooper, Crimin Cooper.
What up, Jamila? She was rocking the shit out of her shirt the other day. I see you.
Yo,
she was rocking this shirt.
Uh huh. The hair, bam. See, boom. She was rocking her hair. You rocking your hair. You, I see y'all.
I am
good. Look good in that blue.
Thank you.
Claws up.
Am I supposed to do this?
So,
it wasn't a literal clause. It was like a, you know,
oh,
like,
it
was like rep your feet. This nigga done put out a Christmas tree.
Oh my!
Hey, Jamila, how you doing, baby? Yeah. Anyway, what's your take on fucking on this week's episode?
So you know, I'm Jamila's criminal tree.
Oh God!
You just gonna start singing fucking Christmas jingles?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Wait, for those of our guests who do not know why he has put up a Christmas tree, we have someone asking why is there a Christmas tree? Would anyone like to explain to Miss Ashley?
So, Ashley, there is a Christmas tree because Jamila was a guest on the show not too long ago. And probably three quarters of the way through the show, I believe it was Leslie was like, hold on, you have a Christmas tree still up? And the Christmas tree. Jamila's tree is still up. And it happened for several months.
I've been working my ass off since last December. I'm about ready for her to send me to the call so I can get a break.
Why the fuck Angela just wrote in my mind though?
And don't forget, Jamila also had her own song, "Old Nigga Tree." Old nigga tree,
nigga tree, old nigga tree. I really love your
DK. Record. You won the night with that one.
Yo. I just don't know why we gotta cut up.
Oh my god, y'all gonna give me a damn headache.
I knew when that nigga disappeared out the screen, he was up to some shit, man. I knew it.
Every fucking time.
I knew he was.
You know he was.
What I missed, y'all.
What just happened? And they said, what just happened? Juneteenth tree.
Juneteenth tree. I had to run to the bathroom. What I missed.
Mistletoe? Oh, <man.
laughs>
Nothing. I see, man. You know.
God damn.
Oh shit!
So
okay, all
right. Yeah, class is key.
Yeah, we are not gonna get through this whole episode. Wait, I do want to call out.
Oh, what you drinking on? Moscow Mule? What is that? Look at this nigga show up. This nigga later than me.
What y'all niggas up to?
Oh.
Hey niggas.
I ain't saying so shit else about
Tyrell, you go ahead.
All right, so Craster lets them in and they're sitting there and they're eating whatever little bits that he's giving them. And he's like, you know, they like running down. He's like, y'all ain't got no value. My pigs got value. But also in the background, you have somebody in labor. And the person who's in labor, because it's been many months later, is Gilly. Sam and Gilly.
Hold on one second. Now, my boy said, my pig got give me value, right? And he's like, they was like, we should eat him. And he pointed to Sam, like, won't y'all eat his fat ass?
No.
Hey, niggas say y'all should just carve off him and eat what you need as you go.
Sam was like, that shit ain't funny. He got up and left.
Hey, and nigga licked his lips at Sam. Ooh, that's a feast.
He was serious. Like, that's some bullshit.
Yeah. He say shit. If it get too cold in that bitch, man, I cook and eat his fat ass too. That's basically what he was saying. That's that same shit, man. That's how they treated big people back then. That shit ain't right, man.
And there was no counter argument to that shit. Niggas were like, I mean, nigga,
that nigga got up and left.
He said worse. Craster said worse. He said worse ideas.
But logically speaking, would you want all the fat? You want somebody who's muscular. Give you some protein.
I'm not going to eat it.
I don't know.
I don't want to take no plane rides, no nothing with Lil Cersei.
Right.
She's going to be over there plotting on.
Lil Cersei mapping out too much cannibalism from my face.
Them damn tequila sunrises is tweaking, ain't it?
They're good.
Somebody's talking about they wasn't measuring.
You had a strategy sessions on cannibalism.
My God.
Doomsday prepping.
You must have been watching a little too much of The Last of Us when they was doing that episode. I think that was like episode 4 when they were in the village and they were eating the people.
What's the other show that's out now?
I don't think that's the show we're talking about though.
The one about the Yellow Jackets.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm getting up on
Yellow Jackets gets into cannibalism?
They crash on a mountain, I think.
I mean, them motherfuckers crashed in the woods.
I only watched like half of the first season.
CJ, you got on a fucking yellow jacket. I know that much.
Hey, you, that's right. Nigga. Hey, nigga. I'm like a highlight of the night, nigga. I like it.
Goddamn jacket brighter than me, nigga.
I had to get my shine on in the return, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I can see your ass with Georgia, goddamn it.
You have to come out shining.
Oh, man. Not tips in the comments about how to eat a nigga. Marbling.
How to eat a nigga. It's two different.
With five. It is now. Shit.
I told y'all she was talking about protein. It wasn't what y'all was thinking.
Thank you, GK.
Oh, no, no. I heard you the first time. That's why I had unmuted.
Oh, you was gonna hit it with, well, look here, baby.
I heard where you get. Listen, I heard where you. I was.
We were here.
I ain't going there, but I was. I heard it though. I did. I wanted to say that.
Yeah, I knew a bitch named Black Jaws. She was a man eater too.
So anyway, we find ourselves at the castle, right? And
yo, baby.
Baby,
we got Theo. Let's go with Theo.
So we see
the begin, really the beginning of Ramsey really playing them games with Theo, man. And you know, he releasing, told his boy to go east, his sister waiting on him, and you know. Theo was like, shit, I'm gonna give you a lordship with an iron eye. Appreciate it, my boy.
Nigga, that's on my mama, nigga.
My nigga, you a real one. You appreciate you, my boy. Shit,
hey, you can have all this shit, nigga. You a real one, my boy. Theo was really awesome, man. Thank you, nigga. Nigga, thank you. You beat that fight.
So the audacity of him thinking he had any power to give anybody anything.
Right, like nigga, they gave you a fishing boat and told you to take that a fishing part. Village.
Called the sea bitch.
Man, he ain't making nobody a lord. Just like Ramsey, like the extent that, like where we are, we just on Theon.
What you say about semen?
Part we caught to, like what we talking about right now? Because like just the extent of what Ramsey was willing to go through or go to play this sick ass game with this nigga, like, and that, like, nigga was killing his own men and shit just to play the fucking game out. Like, Ramsey's you know, like, those were his own men that he was killing, you know. So it's like that whole dynamic of that shit. Like,
they literally said, "You bad." That dude at the end said, "You fucking bastard." Like, it was bastard. Like
you sick motherfucker. You really, and he like that.
Yeah.
At that point, let me ask y'all this, like, first time watching that, like, what were y'all thinking, dude? Like, were y'all thinking, like, the little dude was still here? Because I'm, of course, thinking, like, damn, he motherfucking came and saved Theon. Like, who is this little dude? Like, I didn't...
Right, what I was thinking was that, goddamn, they really about to bust Theon booty.
Man, that is some of the wildest shit that ever
I was like, yo...
Bro, dude said, pull his pants down. I'm gonna fuck him into the dirt. Like, why? Why is that?
Why are you going to that fucking like?
Y'all
that,
like, that you can't just, y'all. We can't stab him a lot. Like,
I don't know. I don't know when beef was settled like that. I'm just so happy that
poking, man, stabbing and poking are two different things.
I'm just so happy that beef ain't settled like that anymore. God damn it, nigga, I would be getting along with everybody all the time, nigga. I would never have conflicts.
I thought they was working for Renly.
Back to Renly's backdoor services.
Wow, I mean, like. Here's the line. Here's these niggas right here. Throw it on that motherfucker. Like,
stepping on that bitch with one foot.
I talk about that nigga shit. For real, dog. I talk about they be on that motherfucker like some double Dutch champions, dog. Just getting ready to get in that motherfucker, dog. Getting their timing right.
But yeah, though, dog. Like, that's, you know, Theon was promising my boy all this shit, man. And in my mind, I'm like, bro, you can't do shit. They put this he bitch on the sea bitch and sent you to motherfucking Winterfell, and you can't do shit. But his dumb self still doesn't even get
that he is not. Nobody is checking for you, Theon.
Right. There's nobody coming to get you, dude.
Bird's probably checking on, you know, he checked for everybody. You know, Bird's does.
Who the hold a funny word, man? Like when you say them together, it's funny.
Ray 4911 in the comments said, "This is my first time, and I thought Theon's booty hole was going down, and then he was gonna get saved."
Yeah,
it's not his booty hole.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why them two words together is hilarious. When you say them hoes in succession, them motherfuckers is hilarious.
I'm a habitual line roller. I'm rolling across that bitch. I'm rolling.
Oh God.
Now,
pull his pants down. Nigga, what?
Hey, my first thing would have been like, nigga, why? Like, nigga, we can't
talk about that. Before we get into this, nigga, can we have a discussion about why we want to do this?
And them niggas was with that shit. Hell yeah, y'all, pull his ass out. Hey, what was funny though was after Ramsey came through and shot everybody with arrows, the first thing Theon made sure to do was put his ass up. That boy scrambled his pants up so quick.
Hey, he pulled the bitches up to his neck.
Y'all ain't getting none of this ass.
Yo, fucking Theon was knocked out cold by that fucking whatever that shit was. And his ass was struggling, but when they told him he pulled his pants down, his ass woke up quick as a motherfucker. He was like,
oh, man. Man, he woke up and went to fight real quick.
That nigga started tussling. You hear me? Man. Shit. What to next? Fucking like Stannis can't get it up?
Yeah. Let's go on over to Dragonstone.
Yeah.
Try to get some of that.
Melisandre said she said she was leaving.
Wait, what's that name?
Melisandre.
Your cousin, her name Melisandre.
It's late.
Her name is Demon Box.
I thought her name was Melisandre.
That's not what they say in the audiobook.
It's Melisandre.
Y'all know what I call Lady Mama Line.
There it is.
The emphasis is on the sun.
There you go. I'll get you selected.
A smoke demon came out of her a day after she. How long was it after?
She told that boy Stannis, "I give you some more of the cookie. This cookie might kill you."
Yeah. He said, "Let's make a
fire." Fire is too late.
Man,
Imagine telling you that your fire is burning too late.
My boy said, "Hey, let's make
she
another
was
baby."
She was like, "Fire is burning low, my king.
They burn low.
Need some of that gas station."
And basically, she was saying,
"Throw that thing in the sky, turn into revelation."
Hold on. But how do your fires burn low after one pump? Like,
did you see how that nigga was looking after Black Woman? He looked ago. Like the fires was burning low. Stannis was out there. He was struggling with a K. He was struggling.
That's why he lost at Blackwater.
Them little 40.
Oh, God.
Them little 40. That motherfucker got a church fan out. God damn.
I'm hot.
Them little 40 he was giving. He's been doing that shit for like 20 minutes.
Wait.
My church fan.
Oh, shit.
It's on 68.
I wish Martin Luther King was stitched on that motherfucker so bad, dog. I wish Martin Luther King was on
that. Run that, please run that last comment,
man. That's funny, dog. That's hilarious.
Mel DM in the comments said she was tired of them little $40 he was giving.
And that little Chucky picture is hilarious, too, dog.
Wow, bro.
Little profile picture.
Mel be on, man. It's hot. It's the tequila.
Uh-huh. Yep. The tequila will do it to you, man.
She out of the motherfucker.
For real, man.
The thing, Lady Marmalade, plants that seed though that you know, we need to give the gods a sacrifice. And he's like, well, they need king's blood, and I'm the only true king. She's like, yeah, but your blood ain't the only blood we can do this with. He kind of looked at her like,
that boy was hurt.
That boy said,
man, she's gonna go get it, find somebody else.
she broke that man down to his brake pads in front of the police station twice. Man. First she told him his dick was trash. Then she told him, you ain't the only blood we can use. At that point, I was like, my boy, just go ahead, call a truce.
Stop with my boy.
Take the black, my nigga. Cause
stop with my boy.
Not take the black.
Take the black, nigga.
Damn. Ashley Bretone and Finley says Stannis need the erector.
Yeah.
Not the erector.
Damn.
Oh my God. See, that boy need one of them blue chew. Goddamn.
You need a yellow jacket pack.
That boy chews and honey.
Oh my God.
You better go eat some of that protein.
Them crabs. What the fuck that crab eat?
This nigga picking his ass.
At this point, I don't give a fuck. I'm just.
Oh, man. Hey, that nigga left me. Right. Good boy. Y'all ass. Hell yeah. And then Cersei, motherfucking ass. I told that bitch.
Y'all just let Cersei got a fucking church fan and a Moscow mule. CJ got a.
Oh, my ass. God.
Fucking believe internet don't work.
Hey, it's some pants that go with this motherfucker, too. I hope. Oh, yeah, nigga. It's. Hey, nigga. It's pants that it ain't they match.
We need to see it. They
look like a whole highlighter.
I don't have the pants on right now, dog. Hey, that's what I called myself. I was out there being twinkling and glistening. I was stunning on them.
So you walking around here looking like nigga glitter.
Oh, shit. Oh,
nigga glitter?
Y'all are freaking out. Oh, man. Lil Cersei, was that a hard R?
Oh, yeah.
She
did.
She said it with that aura.
Nigga.
Y'all are wild.
All right. Because Queen was proud of y'all.
Man, I'd have cried like 3 times on this episode, just FYI.
Right, so let's go on over to Astapor.
Oh, where?
Yeah.
We're going to fly it on over to Astapor. With Dany. And, you know, she talking to them about getting some slaves. She want all 8,000 Unsullied and the untrained ones. And she... and she wants the Sunday. Queen Ogena, talk us through that real quick, because the rest of these niggas ain't participating.
Right? All right, so she goes to Krasner, and they're going through negotiations, and he's like, "I'll give you 10 of them for your ships, and I'll give you another 20 for the Dothraki, because they really not worth anything. Now, how you going to pay for the other, you know, 7,995? And she's like, I'll give you one of the dragons. He was like, all three. She was like, one. And then Barristan and Jorah try to jump in like, you don't want to do that. You really don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. And she gives them a look like, bitch, step back. And they step back. Danny negotiates to buy all the Unsullied. And then she says, and you can make a gift of Missandei to me now. And because she can go with me right now. So
yes,
y'all have.
Yes, she can.
Here they go.
Y'all go ahead and be the queen.
Hey, wait a minute, though. How you niggas gonna skip the Walk of Punishment? That's the whole name of the episode.
Yeah. So that was in the early part of the episode, though.
No, that's like leading up.
That was when Jorah was cooking Sir Banner.
Because I want to talk about Jorah cooking. Yeah, because that nigga
was in the early part of the episode. We're a little further down. Now.
Right, nigga, you just got here.
I've been here the whole time. We talked about the walk of punishment already. I don't remember that shit.
No, we didn't. But go ahead, talk about that part of it. Since that's the name
just
of the episode.
Walking down and seeing the fucking slaves tied up. We talked about that and her giving the nigga water, but he didn't want the water because he was like, I just want to die. We didn't talk about that.
I don't know. I ain't been here the whole episode, proceed. So I don't know. Yeah.
Proceed.
We didn't talk about it.
I thought that happened before where we are now, but proceed.
I had to put these on to look over when y'all started talking about my Sunday. I was trying to I was trying to hear what y'all were talking about. Why y'all stop on that like point?
All you gonna hear is Leslie and Carlton panting over the Khaleesi and Miss Sunday. That's all you gonna hear. A bunch of heavy breathing from them too.
That sounds good to me. Keep going.
I would pay for it too.
So then.
How much?
As they are leaving the arena,
$40.
As they are leaving the arena, Danny asks Miss Sunday, why did the slave say that? And she said, because there are no masters in the grave. Mm-hmm. And then Miss Sunday says, Vala Morghulis. And she said, yes, all men die, but we are not men. So there you go.
Mic drop, nigga.
Okay, milk does the body good. Whatever.
My lord, a snapping turtle.
Snapping what?
A snapping turtle.
That was good, TK. It was good.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Let me tell you what I liked about that part, though.
You mean what else you liked?
I mean, yeah, you know, that's what I like. But anyway, Danny told Jorah and Sir Barris to, like, the next time you motherfuckers correct me in front of the company, your bitch ass is going to be out of a job.
Yeah. Check their asses.
Man,
she really did.
She really did. Yeah, she's so taking niggas. Lord, oh my god.
Right out like five. I was like five minutes together.
Khaleesi. She got the niggas together too. That's what I like. You know, sometimes you need to appreciate them a little bit. You know,
getting back to the show.
Hey, Leslie. Leslie, when you said Khaleesi, for some reason, Uma popped in my head. You don't find this suspicious?
You don't find this suspicious?
Find this suspicious.
Me and Uma are just going to have to fucking fight, nigga. We just going to have to box it out.
Hold on. Don't Uma got two wives? He be good.
Sue me. Man, you going to have to fucking, because goddamn it, certain times, the snow bunny fucking... No snow bunny mandate must be lifted. Good.
Liz is gonna call him Judge Snow, though.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh god. Wait. So now we can talk about Padre.
Hey, it started out Pod him.
Shit.
Hey. Pod was looking at the
So now the ladies will talk about the birth of the tripod. So
Hendrick.
Maybe. He ain't even cute though. It's like, can we get somebody cute who can throw it down like that? Shoot.
What you got to remember, he's young. You know, when you're young, you ain't got nothing but wood. So
whoa,
you know.
Wait a minute.
Jesus Christ.
It's these niggas getting coy when
You don't grow into handsomeness, though. You either cute or you not.
Well, some, because he is young. Sometimes they do grow.
No.
What is it happening?
He's still hey pod, but that's all you are is hey pod. Do your duty and leave.
That comment is wild.
Damn, pod.
Eddie Mama's comment was fucking wild.
Damn, pod.
So all of this is going on while Tyrion is picking up the books from Littlefinger. The books that Littlefinger has been cooking all of these years and finding out how he's been financing everything in the kingdom because the kingdom ain't got no money. And so whatever they didn't borrow from Tywin, they borrowed from the bank in Braavos. So that's how they owe a lot of foreign money, but they keep just building up the debt and building up the debt and building up the debt.
Instead of Westeros, they could have shot that bitch in Washington, D.C.
See, yeah.
Go ahead.
So then when they get the books and they take Podrick into this room and they introduce him to three very flexible ladies who obviously do yoga and other things.
Hey, when Tyrion
yoga
when
does
Tyrion,
the body good.
When Tyrion introduced the second woman, that nigga said Marae. She's quite the spear handler herself.
That nigga was selling them motherfuckers quite well. I was like, oh, man. I was with my nigga Tyrion. He was saying, I was like, hey,
he makes it sound pretty intriguing. My God, I lost it. She's quite the spear handler herself.
And if you don't know how to tie a Myrinese knot, then you better learn. So
proper.
That's
proper Myrinese knot.
Yeah, a proper one.
That boy said one of three women in the world. I'm trying to see what that be like.
I'm gonna plead the fifth on that. Move on. So we gonna
hold on, Eartha Kitt. You ain't just gonna move on.
Yeah, hold on. Hold up and wait a minute. It's not Eartha. Like she just she finessed right on there. Like, hold on, wait a minute.
Hold it.
What is you implying right now?
I'm not implying anything.
Explicitly being stated. We heard. Do you know we can hear you? Like, we heard you.
Why, yes, I hope you can hear me. But anyway, you might learn something.
Oh, do me one favor. Do me one favor.
Yes?
Just say Marcus.
Don't do it.
Fuck you, TK.
Marcus. That's it.
You can't. It's all Marcus, dog.
You said Eartha Kitt. God damn.
Never mind.
They said this episode was gonna be wild. I thought they were joking.
Oh, they was not
joking.
No,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Every week, thinking we gonna do better. Every week, I keep thinking it.
No. I'm not saying none of it. I'm continuing on with my expression of the scene.
Carlton, why are you red? Nigga,
I'm light skinned and I'm
red. You know why that nigga red?
Tyrell.
So when Podrick returns,
Oh man,
I don't have any panties on.
Woo!
All right, so listen. Hodge went and handled business, and then he came back, he came back to the office.
Yeah.
And he came and Tyrion was like, basically how it go. And Podrick sat the bread back on the table and Tyrion like, why?
You were supposed to be that there, yeah.
That nigga Brian said, what hoes you don't turn down some guap?
And what Tyrion said, they took it from me.
What hoes you don't turn down some motherfucking money, nigga? Ain't you one.
So when my boy basically said, these hoes should be paying me, Tyrion went and got the drink, got some cups, and he was like, shit, we need details, bro. Show us the way.
That boy said, Tyrion said, what did you do to them, Ponce? Lots of things.
Many things. Go by.
Many things, my lord.
Hey, Shannon, you're right. He said he need copious details.
Copious details. My boy wanted to know. My boy wanted to know what went down.
Oh Lord Jesus! After that scene, was Theon, and we already talked about what happened with Theon and the booty bandits and how Ramsay saved him. So we'll just go to the last scene where we have
likes you and I won't see.
That man turned into the warrior.
Choice y'all.
Booty warrior.
Choice y'all.
I don't call him Chris Hans. I call him Chris Hans.
Oh Lord.
You remember them niggas turned to fucking whatchamacallit? Niggas said, who is this fine motherfucker? But them niggas would visit that jail.
Oh, God.
That was terrible, man.
That nigga said, Uncle Ruggins, you ain't too ugly to get raped, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
My apologies.
Jesus. This the episode I came back to, my nigga.
That nigga said, I apologize for my out, boys.
Nigga, I forgot these niggas be going 150 miles per hour. Oh, this motherfucker.
I almost had Theon iron they draw.
I can't even talk right now. My stomach hurt. Yeah, I got my shit.
Okay. All right. So we got Jamie and we got Jamie and Brienne in the woods, and this is the part where Jamie foreshadowed earlier about they was going take her and rape her and whatnot. And Jamie pretty much
said what that.
Right. Damn, this is very casual about rape.
Right. Yeah.
What did Cersei say on the episode on Blackwater when she was fucking with Sam? Guess we're in for a bit of rape.
I'm just trying to get us to the end at this point.
Persevere, man. Persevere.
A happy ending. Oh. A happy ending.
Yeah, I should see.
That's some cups talking.
Man, I ain't drinking nothing but water. Just water.
I'm over here watching this episode like this right here. Like,
oh my God.
Don't look, but look.
Added mama in the comments said, Brian, they might have to call Pod. See?
No.
Fucking hold on shit.
Yeah, they got to call
hold on. For me, yeah. The focus
that's a hold on.
Hold on.
That's a Tormund job. That's a Giants job.
Them motherfuckers will pay Hodor. Shit.
Hey, Breon Slick was about to whoop all their ass out there in the woods, too. Y'all heard him?
She's about to get loose. She's about to get loose.
That's why I said, like, Jaime really probably say the men that have her, not Breon. She's probably finna find a way to whoop their ass.
Facts. She won't go take that shit.
Man, at all.
She won't go take that.
Oh god. Hold on. So at this point in the program, when it comes to Jaime, I call it Jaime O'Man, quite literally.
Oh my god.
Jaime has
it ain't working.
So you know, everything Jaime said was gonna happen was about to happen, and then he talked. What's up, boy? Locke. He talked Locke, you know, out of doing. He was like, "Hey, do you know who she is? You know where she from? You know her daddy'll pay her weight in sapphires, my nigga. So you know, only if she's unharmed and her maidenhood is intact,
unbesmirched."
And my boy was like, "Oh, nigga, you know big words, huh?"
Yes, my daddy.
Liz Cersei, put the... God damn it.
God damn.
Lord have mercy. She's going to be passed out.
Nigga, this is Watch Them Thrones, not Drink Champs.
I expected Liz Cersei to take a little sip. Liz Cersei got in that cup, didn't
she? She fucking finished the cup.
I'm trying to finish the glass. I got to be up at 5. I got to be quick.
Shit, nigga. Pi must have sent her a text message on D-Way. <For real.
laughs> Oh, my God.
He sent a text message like, man, get out that pie. I'm on the way. Get out that pie, kids. Hurry up.
Oh, man. Be ready when I get there.
Get ready when I get there.
Oh, man.
Put on some that.
Oh, God.
So
where are we? Jesus. What are we doing?
Jamie in the middle of Jamie. Well, he think he on some Jamie right. shit. And Buddy just he really going with Jamie. It. Buddy start, you know, really just going along, playing the game with Jamie. Jamie is, you know, thinking he is being superbly clever at the moment. And then he start really fucking pushing it. Oh, can you take the chains off my back and shit? Oh yeah, I'm hungry. You got a nigga? I'm famished, nigga. Hey, you yeah, let me get that bird. And they took his ass over there to that stump, and nigga realized shit wasn't sweet.
Hey, but when he pointed to the stump, like, will this table suit you, sir?
Will this suit as a table, my lord?
Yeah, nigga, this fine. This dope.
Yeah, this fine by me, bro.
I got a view and everything, bro. It's cool.
Yeah, you fell all the way for it.
They kicked that nigga down on that fucking stump, and that's when he was like, "That it was at that moment he realized he fucked up.
And then there was a glimpse of hope when he walked his ass away for a second. Locke walked away, and then he went right back.
No, he,
man, and that shit came out of nowhere to me. I didn't expect that shit when I was watching the episode. Nah,
man, facts.
And he was like, fuck you and your daddy.
Right.
It was such a clean cut. It was like, bam, the hand was gone. And Jaime couldn't fucking believe it. That nigga was looking at like he was looking at where his hand used to be and the hand. Nigga was like, "Oh, like that shit was crazy, dog." And then like watching that shit the first time, the episode just went the fuck off.
Yeah, and so they played like, that fucking heavy metal.
Having to seeing that shit for the first time and then having to wait a fucking week until the next episode, it was like, what in the fuck did I just watch? Because they just went straight to the credits after that and played the rock and roll version of the fucking Bear and the Maid Fair. Thirsty. You good over there? You good over there, mama?
I'm great. <good.
laughs> Tupac famously said, you got to keep your head, but you can't.
But you can't. Yo, Locke in the books, this is the fucking TV show character, because in the books he goes by, I forgot his name in the books, but the like, nigga in the books has a lisp. And so when he was talking to Jamie and shit, he was like, the sapphires.
Right. The sapphires. Nigga was mad about the sapphires. Nigga was mad about that shit. My nigga wanted his gems. My nigga wanted his gemstones.
His gemstones. I know that's right. So that's all I got. All right, Lil Cersei, you go pass
that on. So this is one of the scenes that makes everyone need to get a Game of Thrones therapist, because it just throws you straight off the damn cliff and then it's off.
We on to the next one.
Yep.
Yeah.
That shit, though, was wild. Like, to cut a motherfucking hand off and just cut the episode off. I was like, you bitches.
Yeah, right.
And I knew exactly what they were doing.
Like, you fucking bitches. They had me fooled the first time around, like with the whole back and forth with Jamie and Locke, because I was believing Jamie, dumbass. Like, oh, okay, he really finna talk his way out of this shit. And they cut his hand off, and it was like, yeah, nah, my boy.
Damn.
Cut your shit clean off.
Fuck that shit. That moment, that really, like I said, that we kind of see the beginning of Jamie's arc, but the end of this episode too is very symbolic in that. This was literally the beginning of seeing a completely different Jamie. Taking his hand away, his sword hand, that was everything. You know, like, he's a knight of Kingsguard, one of the fiercest warriors in the Seven Kingdoms, like, the history of the fucking Seven Kingdoms. And these niggas have some warriors. Let's start to wake your goddamn ass up. But to take this nigga's hand away, like, that shit, that's wild. Let's let you out of there. Oh, the prize is tight. How do I leave this motherfucker?
So, yeah, man, you know, it was a good episode. You know, a lot of details, won a whole bunch of action. But, you know, it was good, man.
It's going down in both.
Yeah, it's definitely going down.
It's like my favorite scene ever. It's like top Game of Thrones scene ever, nigga.
So everybody make sure.
Four is the what is episode four?
Yeah, like, that's my favorite scene of all time at four.
I don't remember that fucking episode.
It's my shit. His watch is ended. It's a lot of tough shit in that one. Now his watch is ended. A lot of tough shit.
A lot of tough
shit in this episode. One of my favorite overall episodes. And then, like I said, it also has my favorite overall scene in it. So
yeah, that's what
I'm ready to get into that shit.
Yeah, so you know, we'll be here next week.
Goes down the club.
Looking forward to it. Season 3, episode 4. So yeah. Anybody got anything you want to say before I send us on out of here? Nope. All right.
Just it was good to be back, man.
Yeah, welcome back, CJ.
Good to have you back, my boy.
Yeah, man. It was good to be back, man. It's good for you to be back, man. We missed you, my brother.
Good to see you. I missed y'all too, man. You couldn't miss me tonight, though.
Yeah, we missed CJ too. Yeah, we missed CJ too. Yeah, nobody?
What was Eartha about to say?
I'm pleading the fifth. I ain't got shit to say. I did want to hear more about it you was talking about, though, because you spoke with some when you said that, motherfucker. Like, I wanted to hear, you know, personally. I mean, we can hear it next show.
Yeah, we'll do it next show. So, with that being said, on behalf of Celestial Mother Pomeranians, CJ swinging like Hodor, Lil Cersei, Jamie Henderson, Eartha Kitt Tyrell, Valerian the light skinned dread, and myself. We thank y'all for tuning in with us. And I want to leave y'all with my favorite line from this episode. It came from Ser Jorah. He said, "There's a beast in every man. And when you put a cup in their hand, they become Lil Cersei." Thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye, niggas.
How you leave this motherfucker?
How do I leave this motherfucker?
This motherfucker.
Nah, I can go take this wig off.